happens when we get people who are sick? You're not allowed to be sick in Shiloh. Is that working? Is that microphone working? Okay. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Curtis is going to think we're loopers in this church. That's Curtis's first night tonight. He's going to think we're complete loopers. Most people think they're not in the church when they come to Shiloh anyway. So anyway, let me just pray for God's word before we get into it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight for your word, and we just pray, Lord, please, that your word would do its work, that it would triumph, that it would touch lives tonight, because your word is living and active. It's powerful, Lord God, and it speaks into people's souls. It tells people that they need to be saved, Lord God. What they do about that, well, that's a matter between you and them, Lord God, but your word says that they need to be warned of the realities of a heaven and a hell, and that they need to be prepared for it, Lord God. Father, so tonight we pray, please, in Jesus' name, that you would speak to us all, not just here in the hall here, Lord God, but those on Facebook, those, Lord God, listening to the podcast. And we know, Father, there's people listening in different parts of the world tonight. And we just ask, Lord, please, that you would touch their lives just as you would touch ours tonight here in Shiloh, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Over 20 years ago, I started off in Kilcooley as a youth health worker. I don't work in Kilcooley anymore except for with Bangor Alternatives. But over 20 years ago, I worked as this youth health worker in Kilcooley, and I designed a drug education program for young people called HIGH, H-I-G-H. Tommy's laughing because he remembers it. H-I-G-H, HIGH, how are you? And the young people turned it around and said, how are you? Because they used to think I was stoned while I was doing it. And one part of the program actually involved singing the song, Show Me the Way to Go Home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. And I always asked the questions because all the kids knew it. But where did they learn it? And most of the answers were, as Billy said, when they were drinking, or when the dad came in drunk or the ma came in drunk. And you just picked up the song. And it's the same as people here tonight. They've just picked up this song over the years. But they couldn't actually say exactly where they learned it. But it's always to do, obviously, with drink. And as I said, singing that tonight is no excuse for anybody to leave here, or anybody on Facebook, to crack open a few bottles of cider or whatever else after the service. Anyway, I'm going to read this evening from Romans chapter 8, very famous passage. Well, it is to Christians. Hopefully to Christians who read their Bible, it's even more famous. But Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read the first eight verses. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, and nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying. Listen to it. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Two Fridays ago, the BBC carried a story about Britain's two oldest men celebrating their 111th birthday. A Mr. Alf Smith from Scotland and a Mr. Bob Whitten from England. They were born on the 29th of March, 1908. That was the same year that the Outlaws, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, were allegedly killed. And normally, people who reach 100 years age, they're often asked the same question. What's your secret to long life? What's your secret to long life? Well, as Sandra just said, or keep breathing. You know, that's a good secret to remember. But normally you would get the obvious, you know, the conflicting responses. Somebody will say, don't drink any alcohol. Somebody else will say, take a wee tipple every day. Do plenty of exercise. The other person will say, never exert yourself. Somebody will say, eat this particular type of food. And someone else will say, avoid that food like the plague. When this question, what's your secret to long life, was put to Mr. Wheaton at 111 years of age, his answer was brilliant. A bit like Sandra's, his answer was brilliant. What's your secret to long life? He says, I just avoid dying. How brilliant. How brilliant is that answer? The secret to long life is just avoid dying. But the question is, do we really avoid dying? Well, you might say, well, you know what, Harry, I wouldn't want to live until I'm 111 years of age. Well, you might when you're 110. But even if you don't want to live to that age, how old do you want to live to? Think about that. How old do you want to live to? I mean, some people want to see their children and their grandchildren growing up. Some people even want the blessing of great-grandchildren. They want to be able to see the kids all growing up and making families and all of that sort of legacy of love. But even if you don't want to live to that age, how old do you want to live to? And are you doing everything you can to avoid dying? Watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? The Office for National Statistics says that the number of people dying from alcohol-related deaths in the United Kingdom is on the increase. In Northern Ireland, 70% of all alcohol-related deaths are men, but there has been a 65% increase in the number of women dying from alcohol. Watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? The Advisory Council for the Misuse of Drugs recently recommended that a prescription drug linked to 33 deaths in Northern Ireland in 2017 will now be treated as a Class C drug. Pregabalin, better known by the brand name Lyrica or the street name Bud, is an anti-epileptic drug which is also used to relieve chronic pain. And Northern Ireland has the highest rate of prescriptions for pregabalin in the United Kingdom. Alcohol and drug misuse or abuse are on the increase right across the United Kingdom. More and more people of all ages are experimenting with a wider range of drugs, particularly synthetic man-made drugs, while others abuse prescription medications. This is on the increase. Communities in Northern Ireland are rife with illicit drugs and substances, and even fake prescription drugs are being sold on our streets. Heroin, meth, cocaine, cannabis, blues, yellows, Xanax, they can all be bought here in Lisnabreen, Whitetail, Clamarth, in the local communities. They're all readily available in Bangor. Heroin, meth, cocaine, cannabis, blues, yellows, Xanax, to name only a few. They're readily available and many people are buying and using them. Alcohol and other drugs misuse is widespread and it's commonplace in our society. Why do so many people feel the need to use drugs? Well, the answer is this. Because something's missing in their life. There is a void in their life which they cannot fill. And they think drink will do it, and they think drugs will do it. Other people will turn to other things. As the Reverend David Searle from Hamilton Road Presbyterian Church, the former minister, he used to say, there is a hole in my soul. And you can't fill it with drink. You can't fill it with drugs. You can't fill that void with anything that the world offers. Many people go out there and try to do it. But there's an emptiness. There's something missing in their lives. Do those who try to fill that void with drink and drugs, do those who misuse drugs or who abuse alcohol sound like the sort of people who try to avoid dying? Watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? Addiction is like a spider's web. It feels okay at the start, a bit bouncy and springy, and it feels okay at the start. It's deceiving people into believing that they're still in control until they get a sense something doesn't seem right. And then when they begin to struggle to get out and to break free, the more then entangled that they become in the web that is addiction. So for example, in our song that we all sang and we all know, Show Me the Way to Go Home, there's a hidden lesson for us all in that song. Show me the way to go home. Why would you need someone to show you the way to go home unless you're under the influence of drugs and alcohol and you've become so disorientated that you take risks? Women will get into strangers' cars. People will get into cars, even though the people that they know who are driving the car are out of their head on drink and drugs. And God only knows they could be killed. People take risks. They need to be, show me how to get home, I'm lost. I was in that state many times. I remember even on one occasion when I had to go to the hospital and get stuff shoved down my throat. And I wasn't even drunk at the time. I was a Christian at the time, and to get all this stuff done. And then they'd knock me out, and whenever I came round and I just woke up and started putting my clothes on, and the wee nurse came running in panicking and said, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, I'm heading home. She says, you can't go home in that state. And I says, trust me, love, I get home in this state many nights. But people become disoriented. People, they lose that sense of judgment. They take risks that they wouldn't normally take. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. How many of us know people who choked to death in their vomit while lying in their bed at night because they were under the influence of drugs and alcohol? I'm tired and I want to go to bed. How many women, because they're under the influence of drink or drugs, suddenly lie down and allow men to do things to them that they wouldn't normally do if they weren't under the influence of drink and drugs? How many unwanted pregnancies and abortions happen as a result of the drink and drugs? As people say, when the drink's in, the wit's out, or the whatever it is, the wisdom's out. Is that it? The wit's out? You must be a drinker, Nolene. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago. And people are consuming vast amounts of alcohol. And it takes one unit of alcohol 1 hour to get through your system. And some people are drinking maybe 20 and 30 units in a night, or far more than that. And they're completely sloshed and they're putting their livers and everything under so much pressure. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and what they'll do then is try to take a few pills to make themselves go to sleep, or maybe take a few drugs to stay up a bit later throughout the night. And that combination, that polydrug use, is a lethal combination. Do these sound like people who are doing everything to avoid death? I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Do you know that half of all murders that are committed in Northern Ireland are done under the influence of drink and drugs? Half of all cases of domestic violence are carried out while the perpetrator is under the influence of drink or drugs. A quarter of all violent crime in this country is carried out while people are under the influence of drink or drugs. It goes to people's heads, okay? They're loopers, some of them, when they take their drink and their drugs. I could tell horror stories of what people have done while under the influence. People can remember the horrors of things like the Shankill Butchers, where they were under the influence of drink and drugs and they were peeling people's faces off. Wherever I may roam, you could simply go out for a night out and never return home. And so you guys like that guy Marty Kelly in Hollywood that just went missing one night, never heard of again, out for a night with his friend, never seen again. Look, I know that this doesn't happen to the vast majority of people, but it can happen when people are taking far too much drink and drugs. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, this was written before there were any good aircrafts, and foam, they said, was on the top of the seas. On land or sea or foam, drunk drivers. Look at how many people they kill. Look at how much damage they do to themselves and to their own families through drink driving. Road traffic accidents caused as a result of being under the influence of drink or drugs. A quarter of all suicides committed by drowning, one quarter of them are done by people who are under the influence of drugs or alcohol. You can always hear me singing this song. Oh God, I can't go into work today. I'm dying. I just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Do you know that 14 million working days are lost every year in business because of people pulling sickies as a result of drink and drugs? Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it's gone right to my head. No matter where I roam, on land or sea or foam, you'll always hear me singing this song. Show me the way to go home. Alcohol and other drugs misuse have a lot to answer for in our society. I'm not against people having a drink. You know, I know there are some Christians who are against that. I'm not against people having a drink, but the Bible's clear. Do not be drunk. I haven't even mentioned yet cancers and heart diseases and other ailments associated with alcohol and other drugs misuse. And do you really think those involved in these behaviors are trying to avoid death? Watch out. There's a thief about. Is Satan robbing you? Well, in our reading from Romans chapter 8, I want to briefly pick up on what the Apostle Paul says. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. In other words, what Paul is saying is those who are born again Christians, those who have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, who with the help of the Holy Spirit seek to live their lives for the glory of God, Paul is saying they are free from condemnation and death which sin brings. Now they're still going to die because we're all going to die as a result of sin, but Jesus says, because you've trusted in me, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. That's the promise to the believer. And although Christians are not free from sin, they are free from God's coming judgment against sin. And this is so, so important. Christians are not free from sin. I sin. You sin. Any Christian that tells you they don't sin are a sinner because they've just lied through their teeth. Although Christians are not free from sin, they are free from God's coming judgment against sin. Christians are people who've confessed their sin. That means they've agreed with God that they're sinners. And they have come to God trusting in His Son Jesus to save them. Their sins have been forgiven and they have everlasting life. Some Christians, because of their former lifestyle, still struggle with addictions. And they need to keep seeking God until they are completely set free from their enslavement. But because of their faith in Jesus, they are free from condemnation for sin. They, like all Christians, are those who are called to walk according to the Spirit. And so if Paul says this in verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, then he must also be saying this. that those who walk according to the flesh and not the Spirit face condemnation and judgment. Do you understand? If you are in Christ, there is therefore no condemnation for you. That's what Paul says. But if you are not in Christ, then you are in the flesh. Those who walk according to the flesh and not the Spirit face condemnation and judgment. Now let me be clear about this tonight. Addiction is of the flesh. I don't care what addiction it is. Addiction is of the flesh. It is not of the Spirit of God. And those who live according to the flesh, that is, live as they please, do as they like, whether they have addictions or not, those who live according to the flesh and not the Spirit stand condemned already before a holy God because of their sin. And those who refuse to confess their sin and trust in Jesus must face God's judgment. And you may say, I want to live to this age, to this grand old age. But you're not even promised tomorrow. And if you're not in Christ, you are standing under the judgment of Almighty God. Alcohol and other drugs addiction is yet another lie that Satan uses to rob God of glory and rob people of life, particularly of everlasting life. Because those who live according to the flesh, and addiction is off the flesh, the Bible is clear, they cannot under any circumstances please God. Hear that? Those who live according to the flesh cannot please God. So let me ask again, how old do you want to live to? What is the secret to long life? Well, according to Mr. Bob Whitten, it's to avoid dying. Well, are you doing everything? Are you doing everything you can to avoid dying? See, maybe there's something missing in your life. A void that you cannot fill. Maybe even tonight there's something niggling at you that says, you know what, that head case is right. There's something missing in my life. I'm empty. There's an emptiness in me. Even though I may have everything around me, all the material things that I want. Maybe I have a wonderful family, maybe, but there's something missing in my life. That void cannot be filled by anything other than Jesus. Alcohol and other drug misuse are Satan's lies to rob you of life and to rob God of glory. Don't believe the lies of Satan. Are you doing everything you can? Seriously. Are you doing everything you can to avoid dying? Well, I don't want to disappoint you here, but you're not going to avoid it forever. And therefore, you must prepare for it. As Isaiah was sent by God to King Hezekiah, he said this, "Set your house in order, for you will die and not live." And that's God's word to every one of us tonight in this place. That's God's word to everyone who's watching on Facebook. It is God's word to everyone who's listening to the podcast. Set your house in order, for you will die and will not live. Are you doing everything you can to avoid dying? The secret to long life, to everlasting life, is to obey God's word. And to obey God's word, he says, confess your sin. And I'll say it again. Don't come and tell me your sins. I have enough sins of my own. I want to hear yours. Confess your sins means agree with God that you are a sinner. Confess, Lord, I am a sinner and I need your help. Repent, that means turn around from your sin and turn away from it and trust in Jesus and in Jesus alone, who said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever, that includes you tonight, whoever believes in me, even though they die, yet shall they live. You're looking for long life? There's the answer. Faith in Jesus and in him alone is the answer to the secret of long life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word tonight. We realize that Satan is a thief and a liar, and he's always out there, Lord God, to rob you of glory and to rob people of knowing you, Lord God, and of the joy of knowing sins forgiven. We ask, Father, that you would stop the thief tonight from deceiving people. That you would, Lord, speak into people's lives tonight who are not yet saved and show them, Lord God, that if they're not in Christ, then your word says they are in the flesh. That means, Lord God, that they stand under the judgment of Almighty God and they have no idea how long, Lord God, they're going to live. And if they die without Christ, they will be separated from you forever and cast into hell. Lord, please, in the name of Jesus Christ, reach people tonight with the truth of your word. And may people, Lord God, confess their sin. Agree with you that they're sinners. Repent of it, Lord. Turn away from it. And give their lives over to you, trusting in Jesus and in Jesus alone to save them. So that they might have everlasting life. And so they will know the real secret to long life. The real secret to long life is faith in Jesus Christ, your Son, who gives us everlasting life. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.